The X Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I'm your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And the X Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, right here live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network, X-Zone TV, and on shortwave, as well as our beautiful network affiliates of broadcasters across Canada, the United States, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, 20 Asian countries, and now the X-Zone is in Europe. Speaking about what's new in the X-Zone, we have the X-Zone Pod coming out. It's an iPod. And it has specifically been programmed for the X Zone radio show in the X Zone Nation. And if you'd like to get more information or if you'd like to order your X Zone iPod, send an email to xzonepod@xzoneradio.com. On tonight's show, we have Jules Nadeau, who's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about the daily lives of the 12 of the holiest people in the world. Sirona Knight is with us in hour number two, doing dream interpretations. Nathan Brown is with us in Hour 3. He is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to World Mythology. And in Hour number 4, Robert Honeycutt, who is the president and founder of the Georgia Ghost Society. If you'd like to give us a call at any time, toll-free, 1-877-528-8255. Now, that is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com, and our websites. Our main website is www.xzoneradio.com. To watch and listen to us live from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, the web address is www.xzonetv.com. And to buy your X-Zone official merchandise, go to our new storefront at www.xzonetv.com. Store.com. Today is Wednesday, April the 2nd, and on this day in history in 1513, Ponce de Leon landed in Florida searching for the legendary Fountain of Youth, or at least a place that sold Rogaine. In 1827, lead pencils were invented. I hate to be naive, but what other kind of pencils are there? On this date in 1872, George Brighton patented the gasoline engine. All right, so he's the guy to blame, huh? He couldn't have invented something else. No, he had to use gas. And on this day in 1954, plans were unveiled to build a place called Disneyland. And they were the happiest plans on earth. Today is Rodney King's birthday. He turns 43. And how the heck did that happen? And Leon Russell turns 67 today. And this month is Guitar Month. There you go. Hey, as a proud owner of a Rickenbacker guitar, I'm going to have to start celebrating Guitar Month. Things you should know in the news. One British newspaper has called 2008 the year of the Great Depression in the United States. Rapper 50 Cent first endorsed Hillary Clinton. Then he switched to Obama. And now he says he's not sure. Guy sounds more like 25-25 than 50 cents. And as gas prices hit new records, truckers are now threatening to strike because of the high cost of diesel fuel. And finally, the next Food Network star returns June 1st for the fourth season on the Food Network. When I come back from this two-minute commercial break here on the X Zone, Jules Nadeau will be joining me. We're going to be talking about the daily lives of 12 of the holiest people in the world. Our number is 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. Email xzone at talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio at hotmail.com. And our websites, once again, xzoneradio.com. That's our main site. To watch and listen to us live from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, xzonetv.com. And to buy the official X-Zone merchandise, www.xzonestore.com. My name is Rob McConnell, and welcome to the X-Zone, everyone. I'll be back in 2 minutes as tonight's X-Zone for Wednesday, April the 2nd, starts in 2 minutes here on the TalkStar Radio Network. Everyone, Jules Nadeau is our special guest, and this is from an article that appeared in, or this is a press release, I should say, the daily lives of 12 of the holiest people in the world. Award-winning filmmakers capture the greatest spiritual leaders of our time. In the documentary In God's Name, Jules and Gideon Naudé gained unprecedented access to the world's most high-profile spiritual leaders, from the Dalai Lama tending to his orchids or the Rabbi of Israel dropping his children off at school, that Ados can give our listeners a rare glimpse into the daily lives of the 12 of the most holy people alive today. The Naudés documented their quest in a new book by the same name, inspired by their visit to the centers of major religions all over the world. Now, Jules Naudé is our special guest this hour. Jules, welcome to the X-Zone.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Jules, tell us, what was it like meeting the 12 of the holiest people in the world, and how did you ever get this project started?
Well, actually, the idea started on September 11. My brother and I had been doing a documentary on firefighters in New York City.
You're the gentleman who took that famous footage that that went around the world.
That is correct, and that morning as I was filming in the lobby of the North Tower, and suddenly the South Tower collapsed literally on top of us, and I remember running for my life and believing I was about to die, and all of these questions popped into my head. You know, what am I doing? What is the meaning of life? What does it all mean? And surviving that day, but these questions always kept nagging me in the back of my head until one day my brother and I decided, but who better to ask this question that I think we're all asking mm-hmm. ourselves than to these beacons of spirituality.
Now, When you were, was it hard to get audiences with these people, or were they very happy to work with you on this project based on what the inspiration for the project was?
Well, it took a while. It took about a year and a half to get all the authorization, and especially because what we wanted was something they were not really used to. It's really for us to spend literally a week in their homes, almost. And but once they saw us and they saw our passion and our commitment, and we explained to them the project, what we really wanted to do was a kind of testimony of our faith on this planet of the 21st century, and it was positive. It was nothing polemic, nothing negative. I think they welcomed the idea after that.
Basically, what you want to do is have the world know who these spiritual leaders are and get the story behind the story, so to speak.
Yes, because I think it's when we hear about these individuals and or we see them, whether it is in a magazine or on television, we tend to forget that there is a human being behind. And what we really wanted to know is to kind of see the person behind the title, so to speak. And because I always believe that if we want to identify with these people, if we want to try to understand them, to understand their culture, their faith, I think it's easier to relate to them on a personal level when you see them as being a father or a husband.
Yes.
That's the way we wanted to do it.
What were some of the common strings that all these leaders had in common?
Well, they all share, of course, that a very strong faith, which is at the center of their life in everything they do. But I think what they have in common, especially, is in their religion. All religion have almost the same three tenets: love, compassion, tolerance. And when we talk to them, and we talk about their fears and their hopes, and we see that they're very similar, for the role of religion to be about bringing peace in the world.
How did the present state of the world affect the 12 of the holiest people in the world?
Well, I think they have a fear that the world is very fragile, and if we don't, take the time to look around and to understand each other and to try to communicate, especially, the world could very quickly go out of order in a way. So that's why they try to meet, actually, which they do. There is a very big resurgence of interfaith movement where these people want to bring a religious solution to a lot of political problems throughout the world.
Let's talk about the Dalai Lama. What was it like spending time with him on a personal basis?
Well, it was kind of a surreal experience. I remember at first we were just supposed to be with him for a day, and they kept telling us, well, once if he likes you, you will be able to have more time. And remember after the interview asking, I'm sorry, Your Holiness, we're just we'd like to spend a little bit more time. He said, okay, fine, come with me tomorrow morning. And here I am. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning in his meditation room in his home in northern India, and the sun is rising over the Himalayas, and that's the moment where I stood back and I said, "But what am I doing here? This is so surreal."
Unbelievable. What is he like? What is the Dalai Lama like? Like, we see him on television, and he certainly, he personifies peace. He personifies spirituality. What is he like as a person?
Well, it's true. You have that sense of that serenity that you see when you meet him. Mm-hmm. But he's extremely friendly. He has, I have to say, the most contagious laugh that you can ever have, and he laughs quite a lot. And
really?
Whenever you hear it, you just want to join in a way. But very, very, very nice person. Actually, it's very, very humble, and it's strange when you see someone of that stature that represents. It's almost like a movie star in a way because of his celebrity. And
yes,
very down to earth, very, very open and welcoming to everyone.
That is just unreal. I can only imagine what it was like as you were describing the sun rising over the Himalayas, and there you were in the presence of the Dalai Lama himself. And then you were with, the Rabbi of Israel dropping his children off at school.
Yes, that was actually our first visit to Israel, which was absolutely a beautiful country, especially Jerusalem, where every single, you have the impression that every single stone has a history, mm-hmm. has a past. And to be with this person of faith and to be part of his life when he's going to, yes, dropping his kids to school, that was interesting to see the father there, to see just a person you can relate to. You know, I have children of my own, and when I saw him, I could. It was easier to talk to him on that level already, and it was really what we wanted to achieve, is that through these personal moments, these mm-hmm. moments where you see these religious figures, absolutely not in a moment in the way that you were accustomed to see them, I think it forces the audience to look at them differently and to say, well, you know, I might not be of the same faith, I might not be of the same culture, but, you know, I can identify yes. with them as a father myself.
Tell me, how did this project change your spiritual beliefs?
Well, it was, I was raised in a non-spiritual upbringing, mm-hmm. and I don't know, I think I was very weary of religion in a way, you know, when especially after September 11, you always hear when you look at the television or you read on the news, religion is almost like a focus point for everything negative. And when having spent so much time with these really different and diverse cultures, and it brought me actually quite a lot of hope, just to know that this, if there is one similarity that we all share in with these 6 billion people that we are, is that it is religion, is that search for a higher meaning, a higher being, and I think that it kind of restored my hope for the future, actually, to see that we have much more in common than we might think.
Who else did you interview for your book and for your film In God's Name?
We interviewed Pope Benedict. We interviewed Dr. Frank Page, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention in mm-hmm. South Carolina, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the president of the Lutheran World Federation in Chicago, the two Muslim leaders, Muslim leader in Egypt, and Grand Ayatollah, Shia.
All right, Jules, please stand by. You and I have to take our commercial break with the news at the bottom of the hour. Jules Naudet is our special guest, and we will be back on the other side of the news discussing their documentary and book, In God's Name. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. If you would like to give us a call and speak to Jules, once again, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. I'll be back on the other side of the news with Jules Naudet as the X-Zone continues right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go away. And don't forget, X-Zone Nation, still coming up tonight, we have Sirona Knight. We're going to be talking about dream interpretations, and Nathan Brown is also going to be joining me talking about The Complete Idiot's Guide to World Mythology. And in our final hour tonight, we have Robert Honeycutt. He is the president and founder of the Georgia Ghost Society. 1-877-528-8255 is toll free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our websites, www.xzoneradio.com, xzonetv.com, and xzonestore.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Greetings, X-Zone Nation. This is Les Pedroia from AskAPI.org. And you're listening to my old friend, Rob McConnell, on the X-Zone Radio Show, heard exclusively around the world on the TalkStar Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hello there, Trinity Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to the X-Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on the X-Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, Prophecy Scholar, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Life's like this. That's the way. Could only let it be, you will see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become
And welcome back, everyone. Jules Nodé is our special guest. And to find out more about Jules and his documentary entitled In God's Name, go to www.nationalgeographic.com. Jules, who were some of the leaders that you found most inspiring?
I would say especially the ones who spoke English, just because it was easier to communicate with them. And the Archbishop of Canterbury, for example, was really one where who was quite he's a very, very eloquent man. He's a poet. We had immediately struck quite an affinity with each other. He was there on September 11 himself, by almost at the towers themselves. So it was very 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 nice. Also Bishop Hansen from the Lutheran World, the President of the World Federation. A very, very nice man, welcomed us into his home and really shared a lot of very personal stories about his moments of doubt in his faith, his moments where he didn't know exactly, you know, when we all have moments like this. And it was one of the great things to talk to these people in such a personal setting, was that we could really see them as the human beings, the one where, like us, have questions, have moments where they doubt their faith, have moments where they need their faith to sustain them.
Tell me, how long did it take from start to finish on this project?
It took us about 3 years altogether.
And how many miles do you think you traveled?
Several times around the world. I think by the end we traveled for about 10 months.
Really?
After a while, we didn't exactly know on what time zone we were in. So.
Must have been rather hard. Tell me, having been a part of history, September 11th, did you ever question your quest? You know, flying all over the world with what had happened in New York City.
Well, it's. After September 11, it was a question that came back a lot for people. You know, do you think you were meant to be there? Mm-hmm. And it's a tough one in a way to answer, because if I was meant to be there, and it was a tough day, I don't want to consider it in a way.
Sure.
I would not find it very fair to have me placed in such a horrible environment and with a purpose. I don't know. It's a hard question to answer. I've thought about it. I know people around me has asked me, but I think I'm afraid of the answer. Maybe I don't know.
If I could just take you back to September the 11th, 2001, for a few minutes, what did you feel when you saw that plane fly into the tower?
You know, just I guess just like everybody, it was just what's going on. You know, honestly, it was a horrible accident. You know, what did that pilot think? You know, the water is right there to the right. Why didn't you do that? And then when we arrived, and which we were there about 5 minutes after the strike, and you know, the second plane comes in, and there, and that's when we know it was an attack. But I don't know, just completely bewildered, you know.
Now, for your for your documentary 9/11, you received the Emmy, a Peabody, and the Edward P. Murrow.
Yes.
And
we were very honored for that. That is very nice.
Here you were in New York City filming something totally different, and you just happened to stumble across one of the greatest, yet most tragic stories in history.
Yes, no, it was it was all we wanted to do at first was a very small documentary on the life of a firehouse. We had always been fascinated with the firefighters, I guess, like every kid growing up.
Sure.
Looking at the red truck going by, but the day changed pretty much everything, you know, especially in my lifetime. You know, it's one of these defining moments in world history that you can say there is a before and after in a way.
When you were speaking to these spiritual leaders, was what happened at 9/11, did that play in your mind? Did you ask them about that, and if so, what was their reply?
Yes, we asked them, especially the Muslim leaders, which we went to Lebanon and to Egypt, and we said, but you know, about fanaticism, how do you explain that? You know, people can use the name of religion for such atrocities, and they said it is something we try that we struggle about every day, is to denounce these people who are hijacking, in a way, our faith and the Muslim faith in that case, and trying to use it for their own power, their own greed. But I had the two leaders that we had focused on were actually the two first Muslim leaders to denounce the attack, literally that day itself.
What was it like interviewing the Holy Father?
It's very impressive. He's one of these people that everyone knows his face. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen him countless time on television and all that. But suddenly, when you're in front of him and you see a very nice elderly man, and maybe reminds you of your grandfather. You know, if you go past the what he represents, and it was quite nice to see him in that sense. You know, when you see him playing the piano, or you see him watching television. You know, it's not the image you imagine of the Pope, but just it enables you to once again see, okay, there is a human being behind. There is a man. There is a, you know, someone that does the same thing as I do. You know, I might not be Pope, but I enjoy watching TV and playing the piano. And
yes.
So that was it was actually very intimidating, I have to say.
What do you want the viewers to come away with after watching In God's Name?
Well, I hope that, you know, through the documentary or the book, for that matter, I think it will be, you know, maybe to give people the opportunity to take that journey, maybe not physically with us, you know, to go to all these places, but at least that people will, you know, look to their neighbors, to their coworkers, and ask them about their faith, their culture, and try to understand it. We're all full of preconceived ideas and misconceptions about each other's faith and beliefs, and I think once we take the time to talk to them, we find that we have quite a lot in common, and I think it will be one good step in the way of understanding each other.
How varied were their answers on eternal questions. Were they all in the same area when it came to eternity, heaven, God?
They were. There were some beautiful answers when they talk about how do they feel the presence of God, and they all very poetically talked about some God in the laughter of a child. Others were seeing it in the sun. Others in just a great piece of music. And so that was a nice way to hear that. But for the age old question, you know, the meaning of life. I think they were similar in the sense that, you know, there is that commonality in religion. You know, the importance of religion is to provide, you know, peace and to provide a better understanding and a better life for people. And the answers were varied more on their personal experience, but overall I was struck by the similarities, even though they all said it in their own way, in a very beautiful way most of the time.
Do you think that the possibility for peace is a reality for this planet and in this day and time, this day and age?
I think we have to. I don't know. I want to be an optimist, because that's the only way we I can think of going forward, you know. But I believe so. I think we have a lot in common, and I think that you know, with hope and with a good head on our shoulders, I guess we'll weather through anything that will happen.
1-877-528-8255 is toll free. My name is Rob McConnell. My very special guest this hour is Jules Naudet. He is one of the filmmakers of a documentary that is available from National Geographic. It's entitled In God's Name. And if you'd like to get more information about the film, In God's Name, please visit www.nationalgeographic.com. The presence that all these leaders have, what commonality did you find that they all had? For example, we talked about the Dalai Lama's contagious laugh. We talked about how the Rabbi of Israel was seen as a father bringing his children to school, sitting with his holy, you know, with the Holy Father playing the piano. Sitting back now, Jules, and going through your documentary in your mind and the questions that you asked, the responses, the feelings that you were able to get back from these 12 holiest people in the world, what was the main commonality? Not as spiritual leaders, but I mean as people.
I would say their unshakable belief in God. That was the one thing, the constant thing in them. It was that strength that it brought them, which was quite fascinating for me, who was, again, not raised in a spiritual environment.
Right.
But to see the strength it gave them, all of them, to see that it was something that they carried with them and helped them along the way, was very, very impressive for a person such as myself to see.
They're people, just like you and I.
Yeah, and that's the amazing thing. That's what we have a tendency to forget. And that's what, for me, gives me hope, you know, is to know that there is a person like that. There is a person like you and me behind these very important titles.
And yet these 12 holiest people in the world, would you say are responsible for leading at least 80% of the world in their spiritual beliefs?
Oh, almost. Yes, definitely. They are the ones responsible, at least for their taking care of the day-to-day of the faith, in a way.
Were you blessed by these people as you departed, or was it a simple handshake?
No, some blessed us. Other, it was a handshake with a promise of seeing each other again. Actually, some were extremely quite friendly, and but a lot of very, very. I don't know. They were delighted that we had been there. I think a lot of religious leaders, and I think especially in the United States, had difficult times when when they were portrayed, and here they were very happy for for us to have had the interest.
Who was the first leader that you interviewed?
Bishop Mark Hansen, from the president of the Lutheran World Federation.
How did you feel after you walked away from that interview, you sat down, and you had time to reflect on what had just happened?
Well, it was amazing. It was the first. It was the first trip, so we didn't know exactly what. At first, how it was going to go, but we were very encouraged. We had met someone who was very, very, very nice, and the Lutheran faith is a very modern one. It's very anchored into today's society. It believes in moving along with society and not staying in time in a way. So it was we were just ecstatic that it was going so well, and had met actually someone with a lot of charisma, and we were just eager to continue.
Jules, please stand by. You and I have to take our final break for this hour. Jules Nadeau is our special guest. And if you'd like to get more information on In God's Name, visit www.nationalgeographic.com. We'll be back on the other side of this commercial set as the X-Zone continues live and around the world right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. Jules Nadeau is our special guest, and Jules, what will someone who is a skeptic come out with after viewing the documentary or reading the book?
Well, I think they will see that they probably will change maybe their mind into at least the negativity of religion. I think when we all have so much preconceived idea or misconceptions about different faiths, and I think it might at least enlighten them a little bit about what these people believe and what these people would like to convey to the world. And when you listen to their answers or read them, it's not too bad. You know, it's actually quite nice. They are all seem to be pretty helpful for the world and have a pretty interesting message, I would say, to partake.
Did any of the people that you interviewed, the holiest men, did they ever talk about how people are using religion as a form of warfare? And what were their thoughts on that?
They talk about historically how religion have always been used by some people for power. And how amazing it is, because how, you know, how God would be actually absolutely horrified by these kind of things. The number of people that have been killed in the name of God is absolutely staggering. And but they recognize it as being a danger, you know, that you have to be careful, that some people are using religion just for their own interests.
So what is your next project that you're working on?
We are going to do something about world politics. I can't talk about it too much.
I understand.
I'm very superstitious. That's spending too much time in the firehouse, probably. But something about world politics.
What was it like spending time with those firefighters on September the 11th after it was all over and you were back at the firehouse?
Back at the firehouse was very difficult because one by one everyone was coming back, but we didn't know if we had lost anyone. My brother was missing at that point, so I didn't know if he made it out also. But a harrowing day, and then everyone finally showed up, and strange enough, the only firehouse where no one died. So they were the first one in. So a horrible day, a happy day, and a day that, of course, will always be there.
Jules, I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. You've done great work, and we appreciate the way that you brought us a way to remember 9/11 and to show us the bravery and the human side of the firefighters at the same time. So thank you very much from everyone listening tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Continued success, Jules.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a beautiful evening.
You too, sir. Jules Nadeau, he and his brother have just filmed a documentary entitled In God's Name. And Jules and Gedeon Nadeau received the Emmy, Peabody, and Edward R. Murrow Awards for their documentary 9/11. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with my good friend Serona Knight talking about dreams and dream interpretation as the X-Zone continues right here live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network from Hamilton.